It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. This week, a new solar project came online in Rutland. This project is different because it'll provide power to individuals and businesses, not town buildings or schools. For more on this and other news found this week in VPR's public post is reporter Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
Who's running this project?
It's a Green Mountain Power project, and that's in conjunction with the solar developer NRG Energy. Just to clarify, NRG is a large nationwide solar developer. It's not associated with renewable energy systems, which is a wind power company here in Vermont that a lot of people might be familiar with.
Okay, not to confuse those two.
Right.
And how will this project work?
The project will provide power to individuals and businesses, not town buildings and schools, as you mentioned. 50 GMP customers signed up to be part of the project, and they'll still pay Green Mountain Power for their energy, but they'll also get bill credits for the power produced by this 150-kilowatt array.
So essentially anyone who wants to could sign up for this? Any individual homeowner?
It was limited. I think 50 is the maximum that this particular project can support.
Okay. So if this is for residential and commercial power, how is it different from, say, a home or a business owner putting up their own solar panels?
So what's different is that the agreement is between NRG and Green Mountain Power. The customers who signed up for the service aren't paying any of the upfront equipment costs.
So that seems like a win for those who are able to participate. Is this an unusual agreement? It sounds like it is.
It is. NRG calls the agreement one of the first of its kind between a utility and a solar developer.
So where is the project located specifically?
It's on Hillside Avenue in Rutland, just off of Woodstock Avenue.
This seems like an idea that is likely to get either stolen or replicated. Are any other projects like this in the works?
Yes, at least in the planning stages. Green Mountain Power says it anticipates partnering with NRG for more projects. And Vermont Electric Co-op has been working on a similar plan, but within the co-op model.
Moving away from energy issues, Amy, it is time for spring cleaning and for cities and towns. That means it's time to take care of some construction issues that maybe couldn't have been addressed during the colder months. What kinds of repairs are Vermont towns gearing up for now?
Jamaica had some pipes burst at the town hall. They've been making some emergency repairs and are replacing a thermostat in that building to prevent it from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount of asbestos was discovered in the basement of the Colchester Historical Society, so they've undertaken an asbestos abatement project.
Okay.
Mendon has discovered that humidity issues at the town office have led to mold growing on some of the books in the vault. So those books have been professionally cleaned and the town's purchased a dehumidifier as the first steps to address that problem.
All right.
And then there are some new construction projects that were affirmed this week, too. For the second time, Middlebury voters passed a bond vote to build a new town office and recreation facilities. That bond had passed on town meeting day, but a petition was submitted forcing a revote. And likewise, in Waterbury, they voted to uphold their March bond vote to build a new municipal complex.
And looking ahead, Amy, the Green Mountain Water Environment Association has declared next Friday, that's May 23rd, the first annual Water Quality Day. First of all, what is the Green Mountain Water Environment Association?
It's a nonprofit trade organization, and it supports the work of water quality professionals in Vermont.
And what are they doing on Water Quality Day?
Well, some of the publicly owned wastewater treatment plants in Vermont will be hosting open houses and offering tours. Plants in Brattleboro, Stowe, Bellows Falls, Milton, Montpelier, Middlebury, Burlington, and Windsor are taking part. And then there's a farm in Essex Junction where there'll be a demonstration of biosolids land application.
And what is that exactly?
It's what you might think. It's sewage sludge spread on farm fields. And they say this is an inexpensive way to reduce the need for chemical fertilizers and to reduce the amount of phosphorus imported into the Champlain Basin.
Thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our source for community news items and town meeting minutes from around the state of Vermont.